The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Gemma Dryberg. Gemma here at the HGV Tournament of Champions. It's so great to connect. She's Scottish, a Scottish lass from Aberdeen, and this is the first time we've actually spoken, so I'm delighted to meet you.
Yeah, no, thanks for speaking to me. It's so great to meet you.
So 7 years on the LPGA Tour, you went to the IMG Academy. So you're like an American. You went to Tulane, correct? So you've been here for a long time. You were 15 when you went to IMG.
Yeah, no, I've been here a long time. And even before that, my parents and I used to come over to Florida for vacations and stuff. So I know Florida well, so it's good to be back. But yeah, went to IMG for 2.5 years and then Tulane for 4 years. So I'm actually living in New Orleans now again after, you know, a bit of a hiatus, went back home for a bit, but back in New Orleans now. But yeah, very comfortable over here in America, but obviously, you know, miss Scotland. We always get to go back in the summer, which is nice.
You are from the birthplace of golf, Scotland. When anybody thinks of golf and the origins, obviously St. Andrews. Tell me about what it was like growing up in Scotland and how old you were when you got exposed to the game.
Yeah, I mean, golf's everywhere in Scotland. It's very accessible there. I was probably 4 years old when I started hitting balls with my dad, and we always used to go out whenever we could and just, you know, fell in love with it. I did play other sports growing up, but golf was always a constant in my life, and dad's a huge golfer. So, you know, golf's everywhere there. It's everywhere you look. There's a golf course, you know, not even the famous ones. There's some amazing golf courses that are, you know, not as well known that are fantastic to play. So it's great to be, you know, from there and, you know, growing up going to St. Andrews quite a bit, and very lucky to have those experiences and, you know, play in the summer with all this when I got into the Scottish amateur team and, you know, playing all those events over, you know, amazing courses. So yeah, very, very lucky.
Golf is so accessible in Scotland and Ireland. Kids just play golf when they're very young, right? They just take to it.
Yeah, no, it's very accessible. It's, you know, done in schools as well. And, you know, it's very, you know, very cheap to play, really. You know, a municipal course, you can play very cheaply. And, you know, it's good for families to get into as well. So, you know, it's nice to see that, you know, continue now in Scotland. So, yeah, I'm proud of that, you know, being from Scotland myself.
And what are some of your favorite golf courses over there? Obviously, so many. You go to one links course and it's just incredible. You think it's the most beautiful links course in the world, and 10 minutes down the road, there's another one, right? So what are some of your favorite links courses in Ireland or in Scotland?
Scotland, yeah. So, I mean, I was very lucky to play, you know, the British Open at Carnoustie and Troon. They're definitely up there and one of my favorites. Carnoustie has a warm place in my heart because my grandparents used to live in Carnoustie. So used to grow up going there, and dad used to be a member, and played reasonably well when I played the Open there, and then actually played the British Am there as well, but it kicked my butt that time. But yeah, it's you know, great going back to those courses. But you know, there's loads that are, you know, not as well known, you know, Scotts Craig, Blair Gowrie, just to name a few. But yeah, just some amazing courses there.
And of course, the conditions can be very, very windy and rainy at times. When did you notice that those growing up in Scotland in those conditions, did that help you when you came to the United States and played here, because you're so used to playing in just really crazy conditions over there sometimes?
Yeah, I think it helps with kind of, you know, dealing with adversity, you know, playing in conditions, you know, when it's windy, rainy, cold, and you just got to go out there. You don't have a choice. So I think it does, you know, build you up in those moments where maybe even when it's nice weather, when things aren't going your way, you can kind of just push through and, you know, keep going. I think that's kind of built up. And, you know, when I was young, all through my, you know, junior career and everything, I think it has helped me in my professional career. Definitely. When times are maybe not quite going so well, that's the times that you need to push through and, you know, just keep going. So I think it's definitely helped me in my career. And I'm glad to say I don't play in as many bad days as that now, which is nice. But, you know, I'll be prepared for it when it happens.
But in Scotland, you would play in a lot of wind and a lot of rain. You'd think nothing of it, right?
Yeah, no, it's very common, just especially the wind. You know, it's pretty windy most days. And then, you know, obviously when it rains as well, it's even a double whammy. So, yeah, we've played in a lot of it, and, you know, I played some amateur golf in some pretty grim conditions when my parents have been, you know, like, oh, should we send our daughter out in that? But, you know, off we went, and, yeah, you just get on with it. So, yeah.
I love it. So are you from a whole family of golfers? Does your mother play as well?
Mum can play. She doesn't choose to play very often, but she enjoys watching me. And whenever my dad and I play, she usually walks along. But yeah, she never got the bug. But, you know, I think she has potential.
There's still time. There's always time in golf, right? Yeah. So 7 years, Gemma, on the LPGA Tour, and you have your first win in 2022 at the Japan Classic. Talk about what that experience was like.
Yeah, incredible. It's definitely a highlight of my career so far. You know, getting my first win, it was a dream of mine since I can remember. You know, just even when I got on the tour, it was, you know, it'd be a dream to win one day, and just gradually got better each year, and you know, finally became a winner on the LPGA in Japan, of all places. You know, amazing country and people, and very privileged to have won there and gone back to defend last year. And they're just so welcoming, and, you know, it's a very special place. But, yeah, it was incredible. I just played so, so well. You know, I was, you know, it felt like the hole was like a bucket, which was a great feeling. Just kind of in the zone all four rounds. And that's kind of the mindset you want to try to get into every round if you can. But yeah, incredible feeling.
Isn't that wild when you say the hole looked like a bucket, you were in the zone? Describe how tough that is in golf to be in that zone four straight days. I mean, you can get it. It comes and goes. But to have that feeling for four straight days, that's just incredible.
Yeah, an incredible feeling. It's kind of what you strive for, but it's very hard to do. And I think the key is to not be frustrated if you can't get in that zone, because then you're never going to get in that frame of mind. So, you know, I try to just kind of focus on one swing thought usually, and I do a lot of focus on my breathing, which helps me a lot when I get nervous. And I did that a lot when I was in Japan. Visualization as well helps me a lot. And so I was kind of very prepared for those rounds, especially coming into the last day when I was in the final group. And I'd obviously been in that position once before, the previous year in Portland, and that I didn't really handle it that well. So I think that experience of being in that position before and maybe not handling it the best, I think actually helped me for when I then got in that position again.
Interesting. So you took that experience from the year before. Japan is golf crazy, right? Talk about the crowds over there. They love women's golf.
Yeah, they do. It's probably some of the biggest crowds we play in all year, Japan and Korea. They're just golf mad over there. So enthusiastic, and you know, they're very knowledgeable as well about the game, and they just love it. So it's great to go back there, and just the buzz you get from playing in those crowds. You know, playing the Solheim obviously this past year for the first time, that's probably the most enthusiastic crowds and the loudest crowds I've ever played in. But before that, it would be Japan. Just love playing there, and just the buzz you get from playing, you know, in front of those people.
And a prize you got, of course, you got a nice check.
Yes.
But talk about, it's the most unique award in all of golf, I think.
Yeah, so the tournament is sponsored by Toto, the bathroom toilet company. So, yeah, I won a Toto NeoRest toilet. So it's one of those toilets that the lid opens up for you, flushes for you, warm seat, all the jazz. So I haven't actually bought a house yet, so it's still on hold. So I'm hoping to buy a house soon and can get the toilet installed.
So this toilet does everything but go.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, it can probably sing for you, put some music on for you just to, you know, make you comfortable. So yeah, it does everything, which yeah, very exciting.
That must have been, how did you react when you got the award? That must have been quite the moment.
Yeah, so they had the toilet on show all week, and we all were kind of saying like, oh, the winner of this week gets a toilet. So we're all kind of conscious of that. And then when I actually won, I was like, oh my gosh, I've won a toilet. So as you can imagine, the media ate it up, and it's quite a cool story.
It is a really cool story, and you have a great sense of humor for it, and so you're perfect for it, right? So 7 years on the LPGA, you've seen a lot of growth in women's professional golf. Talk a little bit about that. How has it emerged, the LPGA Tour, since you started playing professionally?
Yeah, it's grown massively, especially, you know, our prize funds, particularly the majors, have gone up, you know, tenfold. It's been great to see the growth and, you know, more fans in the game as well. And even just the depth generally of the game as well has grown so much. You know, 100th place last year on the, you know, the point out when I first started in 2018. You know, was a great player, but even now it's like, yeah, you have to have a really good season to finish 100, you know, to keep your card. So it's getting better and better each year. You know, it's filtering down to the college game and the junior game as well. So just everyone's getting so much better. And, you know, the prize funds are continuing to increase. We'd obviously like to see some more growth in that, but we're going in the right direction.
So because there's so much more depth in the women's game, obviously they're starting younger, more and more girls are playing at a young age, they're getting coached, you know, it's a serious thing now for girls. It has been for a while, but more so now you can probably see the difference. Does that affect you and the way you approach the game now with all the depth in the women's game?
I think it does encourage you to, you know, keep working hard, you know, just the girls out here, if you kind of miss a step, it's like, okay, you're gonna see a difference, and you just have to keep improving and keep, you know, doing your best to work hard in your game, and definitely keeps you on it for sure. You can't really rest too, you know, we need our rest every now and then, but you know, you can't, you know, rest on your laurels, as they say, because everyone's just so good.
What do you think you've learned the most through the years, just looking back, you know, 7 years ago to now? What have you learned the most about yourself?
Well, I think when I first came on tour my rookie year, I really struggled. And I think I was looking at other people and maybe comparing myself to others. And, you know, I think I've learned just to stick to my own game and focus on what I'm good at. And, you know, so I'm not the longest player on tour, but I've kind of, you know, make it up in other parts of my game, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's a lot of focus these days on length, but you know, you can do other things with your game to improve and compete out here. So I think just focusing on my game and doing things that are, you know, work for me, I think that's been key, and I think, you know, learned a lot of that the last couple of years.
What do you think is the best part of your game? Your short game, your putting?
Short game, I would say, kind of, you know, up and downs. Putting's improved a lot. Still room for improvement always. But yeah, I'd say my short game's improved a lot over the last couple of years. It's been kind of the difference, I think. You know, maybe when I'm not having such a good ball striking day, you know, I can make it up with, you know, my short game, and make my worst rounds are, you know, more around par than they used to be. You know, when I first came on tour, a bad round might be 4 or 5 over, and that's hard to come back from. You know, from that. So I think my game and my scoring's kind of come in from that, and I think that's been a big key.
I love that. And you've been playing with a long dear friend of mine, Hallie Ledbetter, who I just found out today that you both were at IMG together. What was that like?
Yeah, so we're very good friends from IMG, from when we were about 15 years old, and you know, obviously that relationship's grown since then. But yeah, we were very close in high school, and it's just play with her today, and it was pretty cool because, you know, we haven't played with each other much in the last few years, but you know, we used to play a lot when we were in high school. You know, we're in the same golf group, we had the same coach as well, so we played a lot of golf together, but it's been a few years now, and now just to play in an LPGA event together is pretty special.
Did that help you relax out there, because you guys know each other and you were probably having more fun than anything, right?
No, I think so. I think, you know, we've got good banter, good chat the whole round. So, you know, we're obviously encouraging each other every hole. And it's great to see her, you know, play so well. It's obviously not easy out there. You know, she doesn't get to play as much as she used to. So, you know, back to where she grew up at Lake Nona and stuff. But yeah, it was very cool to be out there with her.
I shared this with you earlier that Hallie did a story on me years ago. I met her at Shinnecock and a member guest, and I said, okay, if you want to send me the story, I can edit it for you, which I did. And all these years later, she's done so well in her broadcasting career and as an independent host and producer now. And she must be so proud of you, too. I know you're proud of her.
Yeah, it kind of goes vice versa. It's amazing to see what she's done in her career, where she's come from and where she is now. And I just can see her career just, you know, going even further. You know, she's got so much talent, and you know, she loves golf and, you know, she's always been very funny. So she, I think she's in a perfect space for her, you know, and I can't wait to see what she does next. And, you know, I'm sure it's been great for her to see me, you know, on the LPGA as well. So, yeah, it's a very cool friendship.
Well, looking ahead to this year, it's early in 2024. What would be a perfect year for you as far as, I'm sure you set, do you set goals for yourself before the year starts? Do you write any goals down?
Yeah, I do. You know, there's a couple highlights this year that I would like to do. It's, you know, the Women's Opens at the St. Andrews this year. So that's definitely on the highlight list.
Wearing a St. Andrews hat?
Yeah, I'm sponsored by the Old Course Hotel. So I'll be staying there. So just walk out my room to the practice area. And but yeah, so excited for that. You know, it'd be a dream come true to win there. You know, just to win a major, never mind playing at St. Andrews. So and then, you know, to make the Solheim Cup team again this year in September, that's a big goal of mine. And then, you know, maybe the Olympic team, you never know. You know, it's only two spots for the Team GB, so that would be another dream.
And St. Andrews, how many times have you played the Old Course?
Well, you know what? I only actually played the Old Course once. I've played the courses around there quite a few times. So hoping to get there before they open this year for another practice round and have a look around, but obviously know it quite well. I've been to watch a few opens there for the men, and you know, been in the town quite a lot, so I do know it. But yeah, excited to play it again.
It's a very special place, but with you being from Scotland and obviously endorsing now the Old Course Hotel, great hotel by the way, I stayed there years ago. Do you think you'll feel a lot of expectation, a lot more than normal, to do well there?
Well, I think I'm conscious of that because I know when I go back to Scotland in general, I do feel a bit more pressure, even just playing the Scottish Open. So, you know, having done that a few years now, I know just not to put too much pressure on myself. And at the end of the day, it's just another tournament, even though it obviously means a lot more to me. I'll have family there watching and obviously I want to do well for them. But at the end of the day, they're going to love me whatever happens and I'm still going to enjoy it whatever happens as well. So I think that's the main thing.
And last question, Gemma. What has been the secret to your success, do you think, so far?
I think just improving each and every year. I think that's been my goal ever since, you know, when I lost my card my rookie year. I was like, you know, how do I improve from this year to the next? And I think I've gradually done that every year. You know, ever since I was a junior, I think my dad's kind of instilled that in me just to, you know, keep improving on bits of my game. And I think that's been the key.
Awesome. I love your sense of humor. I love your passion. Continued success. And thank you so much for joining us on Sports Interview.
No, thank you so much for having me.
The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by IB Cool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive IceFill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more.